Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Strong Sisters of Faith weekly radio program. I'm your host, Dr. Kathleen Tabb. Thanks again for tuning in. Let us begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we come. We pray, O God, for the listening audience. We pray, God, that your word will go forth with power and conviction. For it's in your name that we ask these things. And our hearts do say, Amen. Once you get your Bible and paper and pen, and towards the end of the program, I'll share some very important information with you concerning our organization, Strong Sisters of Faith. But for now, I'd like to get right into the Word of God. So turn with me, if you will, to the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 12, and verse 9. Of course, I'll be reading out of the King James. Wherefore hast thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight? Thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and hast taken his wife to be thy wife, and hast slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Just for a few minutes this morning, I would like to talk around a thought of getting back on track. Getting back on track. I think that this can apply to each and every person under the sound of my voice. Because as a Christian, there are times when we get off track. There are times when we are hot, sometimes we're in the middle, and other times we are cold. I know even in my own walk, when I first got saved, boy, was I on fire for the Lord. I like to think that I'm still on fire. But I know now that there are times when I struggle. It's difficult. I get off track. And if you're to be honest with yourself, I'm sure that you would readily agree. Sometimes we just have those days when we get off track. Well, as I read this passage, the scripture, I'm reminded of a very familiar person in the Bible by the name of David. Now, you remember David. David was the second king of Israel. He was anointed by God. He was one, actually the youngest of eight sons. And David was called at a very young age. You remember David, how he had fought Goliath. Goliath was that big giant who was always intimidating the Israelites. And David, with the grace of God and the power of God, was able to slay Goliath with five stones and a slingshot. Well, this same David, who all the people loved and looked up to and respected tremendously, there was a time in his life when he got off track. And I want to talk just a few minutes about what happened when he got off track. But first, I guess I must hasten to say that God said that David was a man after his own heart. So now let's kind of talk a little bit about what happened when David got off track so that we can see ourselves in this pictorial illustration. David was a king. He was the second king, as I said, of Israel. But one day when he should have been out in battle with his troops, he stayed at home, and I imagine he was just relaxing on his palace rooftop. And as he began to gaze around and to gaze down, he noticed this beautiful woman by the name of Bathsheba. Well, what happened with that is I imagine the flesh kicked in. The flesh is what we see. We want what we see. And then we have to have what we see. Well, David's flesh kicked in, and he looked at this beautiful woman named Bathsheba, and so he sent for her, and Bathsheba came on demand. David and Bathsheba had sex, And as a result, Bathsheba became pregnant. The only problem with that is that Bathsheba had a husband named Uriah. Uriah was very faithful to King David. He fought on the front line of the battle, and he loved David tremendously. David tried to hide his sin. And that's one of the lessons I want to pull from this passage of Scripture, is that whenever we try to hide our sin, we'll find ourselves doing ourselves a disservice. It is better for us to face up and to accept the bad things that we have done. It's better for us to confess our sins and to go through the possible embarrassment or the scandal that may take place than for us to continue to try to cover up our sin. Well, David, as I said, did the unthinkable when he got off track. He sent Uriah to the front line of the battle so that Uriah would get killed. Well, first let me say, he sent for Uriah to come home to try to set him up to have sex with his wife Bathsheba. But Uriah was so faithful and dedicated to David that he just wanted to go back out there and he wanted to fight in the army. So that plan or that plot, that trick didn't work. But David continued on in his deception. And so he tried one thing after another to try to cover up his sin. Now let me tell you this about sin, so that it can be perhaps a warning. We can never tap toe with the devil, because the devil always is trying to get a toehold, a foothold, and a stronghold. And how he does that is he tantalizes us, and he shows us just a little bit of the picture. But he never gives us the full scope and the ramifications and the circumstances and the hurt behind the things that we do. In other words, I say this about sin. Sin will cause us to do three things. It will take us where we don't want to go. It will keep us longer than we want to stay. And it will cost us more than we're willing to pay. Now, how do we tie that in with David? I imagine that David only wanted just a half of a night of an affair with Bathsheba. But he got a little too deep in it. So much so that he got so far off of track to seemingly coming back to admit his wrong was too difficult for him to even imagine. So after Uriah had been killed, after Bathsheba had the baby, and there was no need for any DNA testing to take place, it was indeed David's child. God allowed the child to be born, but there's consequences to our sin, and those consequences we cannot choose. You know, it's been said that we're only as sick as the sins that we harbor, the secret sins that we hold fast to, that robs us of our relationship, that robs us of our joy with God. Now, David was concerned because he wanted to come back to the Lord, but he had lost the joy of his salvation. And he had remembered the king that was before him, King Saul, how God had taken his spirit from King Saul. David did not want the spirit of God to be taken from him. So that was very, very important to David. I think that's why God said David was a man after his own heart. Because David knew how important his relationship with God was. Eventually, in verse 13 of this 12th chapter, it tells us that David humbled himself and he made a public confession. He says, "I have sinned against the Lord." Do we recognize as believers in Christ that our sin is not just against another person, but our sin is against the Lord? When we name the name of Jesus Christ and call God our Father, we are stamped as one of God's chosen children. God's name is so connected to us that our sin attaches itself to the name of God Himself. That's very important, my friend, for us to always remember. God is eager to remove our sin once we confess and truly ask Him to forgive us of our sins. But as I said before, the consequences is always there. But God, in His infinite mercy, yes, His infinite mercy, forgives us and restores us back into relationship with Him. But we have to deal with those consequences. But you know what I found out? Even with that, God's grace is still so sufficient. So I said all that to say this, that when we get off track, we can always come back to the Lord. There's nothing that we can do that we cannot come back to the Lord and ask Him to forgive us. And even in His chastisement, because the Bible says He chastises them that He loves, He does so with mercy. What a great and mighty God we serve. I always say to know Him is to love Him, and to love Him is to serve Him. Amen. Won't you get your paper and pen as I promised? I'd like to share some information with you concerning our organization, Strong Sisters of Faith. You can check us out on the web at www.strongsistersoffaith.org, or you can give us a call at 267-582-4947. Until the Lord allows us to come back together via airwaves, may the Lord God bless you real good.